Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo's Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:10 a.m. here in the great Northeast. And don't forget the trunk sale next Thursday, the 11th, the same day we're having our author's event here at the studios. It is a beautiful Friday, December 5, 2025. It's frigid out there, but this is the Bob Cordaro Show, and I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our friend John Basiliga and his great Basiliga hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John, who we lost this year, but are honored to talk about this day. Joseph Palikar, Dixon City. Richard Rossi, Sugarloaf, Gerald Pambianco, Plains Township. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense after a brief news adjournment. So much to talk about. It's really unbelievable. But something I wanted to get to, and I made note in my reminders on my phone, and Rich McHale brings it to my mind. He said, as the holidays approach, let's all consider giving to worthy causes. My favorites are St. Jude, Shriners Hospital, and Tunnels to Tower. And you see these commercials if you watch Fox News in particular. And I made a note to myself and said, instead of buying anything, now if you come up with the perfect gift for somebody, get it, by all means. But I was talking about this yesterday and then I interrupted myself. But consider a donation in the gift recipient's name. I'm telling you, they'll be more honored than to get something they don't want. I really mean it. In fact, I'll have to tell Cutie. She said, what do you want for Christmas? I said, I really don't want anything. I've got anything I want and anything I can afford. Obviously, if I had more money, I would want more, or I could take care of whatever I want. But I mean, basta, as they say in Italian, enough. I marked down very much like Rich McHale. Tunnel to Towers, Wounded Warriors, St. Jude, and Shriners Hospital. And they have these really neat monthly things that'll, I guess, go on your credit card. And like for my kids, if something doesn't strike me, I'm going to give them this. Make the contribution, put it in their name. It'll be just so much better than buying something that, oh, well, I don't know what to get so-and-so. Just do that. Make a donation to Tunnel to Towers, the Wounded Warriors, St. Jude, Shriners Hospital. So, Rich, we're on the same page. Thank you. By the way, there's so much to talk about. It's insane. Scranton City Council. Now, here's the three blind mice. Gerald Smurl, City Council, Bill King, Jessica Rothschild. They want to buy this bank. Now, the mayor received thousands of dollars in contributions from bank officials leading up to her reelection this fall. I said it yesterday. She's gotten rid of the old boys network, but she's created all new boys network. It's insane. The phoniness is so disgraceful. And she wants to reward them by buying the bank building next to City Hall. Now, that's on the tax rolls. It's paying taxes. Thank you to Fidelity Bank. By the way, thank you further to Fidelity Bank for saving the Scranton Electric building. And they're paying to light that beautiful sign up above, which I will add, humbly, Lackawanna County paid for when I was commissioner to allow them to light it. That was Chris Doherty's idea, then the mayor. And I said, yeah, I know you're out of money. We'll pay for it. That's a beautiful sign. It's a great greeting to the downtown. Anyway, Fidelity Bank's done, but by moving their headquarters, and they are a truly regional bank, to downtown Scranton, when they finish that construction, having 160, 170, whatever amount of people, that's the numbers I've heard, they're going to move downtown. They're going to do more for Northeast Pennsylvania than you could imagine. So I'm all for Fidelity Bank. But here's the mayor and the three blind mice. She wants to satisfy her donors. People affiliated with Fidelity Bank by buying their building, which will become a white elephant for them when they open their headquarters. And I say, so what? That's their problem. Not the taxpayers of Scranton. And you have not even attempted a space utilization study for Scranton City Hall. And I'll remind you of the salient facts. Scranton City Hall served 142,000 citizens at one point. And guess what? The police headquarters occupied the entire basement. They've now got their own headquarters. So the basement is underutilized at best. It's a huge building. A lot of wasted space because it's built in the 1800s. So you go, you do a space utilization study, and you make it work. You don't buy a new building when your population is less than half of what it was just 80 years ago. It's insane. And then not only do you pay millions for the building, guaranteed they'll waste money renovating it, and it's gorgeous and really well done by Fidelity Bank, you'll take it off the tax rolls, which will hurt the school district, the city itself, and the county. It's insane. Absolutely insane. You should have less employees in City Hall since you've got 70,000 residents instead of 142. And yet they want another building. What are they going to name it? The Paige Cognetti building when she runs for United States Senate? It's crazy. This is what government does. They want all kinds of tributes to themselves, and they want to take care of their donors. And that's all that's about. And the three blind mice will vote for anything she proposes. Just shame on them. Thank God two of them are leaving. And I got to tell you, it's not a personal thing. I love Billy King. He's a nice guy. And I've heard nothing but good from people I respect about Smurl. I don't know Gerald Smurl. But I've heard nothing but good about him. Yet, they've decided to be the three blind mice. And they've decided to agree with the mayor to waste money and takes this property off the tax rolls instead of actually figuring out what to do with that massive city hall. Which, by the way, you can't get into. Because she doesn't like you, Scranton. Mayor Cognetti doesn't like you. The less time she has to spend among you, the better, which is why she doesn't even live in the city. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. It's crazy. It's tough to live in Scranton. Man, they make it hard. And it's what a beautiful city. And then what stupid voters. So, like, when you're surrounded by stupidity, what's your option to get out? They reelected her 2-1. 2-1. And she was as bad a mayor as we've ever had. And she's going to make it worse. Because she wants monuments when she's running for Congress. So she used you to run for Congress to have a platform for her left-wing lunacy. And she's using your tax dollars to cost you more money. Yeah, we need a city hall complex for a city that's declining by one half in population. Wow. Scary. We'll take a break and be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Brewer and Shipley. Murph tells us this date, 1971, they released that hit. One toke over the line. Now, is that one toke of pot over the line where you get messed up? Curious. I'm not a pot smoker. I'm just, I was always with people who did it. And so, yeah, I tried it a bunch of times. Indiscriminately, but just like, well, what's the point? If the point is to mess you up, I'm not interested. I know I've told you this before. Like, when I'm drinking my scotch, yeah, I might get bombed. I might, but I'm trying not to. And at least I have a chance not to. The whole point of pot is to get messed up. I don't get it. But anyway, Brewer and Shipley, and hey, some of the coolest people you ever know are potheads. Not a problem with that. Quickly, just to touch on it. This, I'm a big fan of the Providence Pregnancy Center. And there's a pregnancy center in New Jersey. It just was before the Supreme Court. And the state of New Jersey, the attorney general, these are left-wing sickos. Now, remember what a pregnancy center does. A pregnancy center is there to help troubled pregnant women become mothers. In the case of Providence Pregnancy Center, they've got facilities to bring in kids you already have. In other words, they're trying to save the life of this baby in the womb. Now, who? I really ask you this. Who, without being evil, could oppose that? Who? save the life of a baby. They're trying to help the mother who's got a troubled pregnancy for whatever reason. Now, Josh Shapiro, scumbag, I've told you about him on education, name the subject, cut off all funds for pregnancy centers. That is evil, pure, unadulterated evil. You don't want babies to be born, even if the mother chooses to do it. So you're cutting off money for places that are helping them have the baby. That's not pro-choice, that's pro-death. So New Jersey, pro-death state, they have their attorney general subpoena records of the people who donated to this pregnancy center in Jersey. And the Supreme Court, apparently, of maybe even a 7-2 majority, say, wait a minute. Why are you trying to chill donations to a place that's saving lives? They're saving the baby. This is not against abortion, you proselytizers at the altar of abortion. You people who love abortion. It's nothing against you. Go out and keep telling people to kill their babies. You could still free go out there to kill babies all you want. But this sickening state of New Jersey, and shame on all the people there for who they elect. And Justice Thomas pointed out, he said, well, what were the complaints you got that made you send in these subpoenas for the pregnancy center donors? Well, we didn't get any. Now, please tell me that is not pure evil. Thank you to Frank for reminding me of it. Frank Mack. Disgusting. This is how disgusting these people are. Just remember it. Jim from Hazleton. How are you, Jim?
Good. How you doing, Bob?
I'm in a lather, but I'm okay.
Well, I hear, but I figured it out. The building, the bank building there, yeah. It's Cognetti, right? I figured I'm sure you see where I'm going with this. You probably see what my comment was on
the thing. Go ahead.
So it's a twofold. They're going to hand out, I didn't say this to the bulldog, but they're going to hand out the Democratic Kool-Aid so you can drink the Kool-Aid while you're there. And then you can peruse the Joseph Biden Presidential Museum because that's the future home, because her pitch is going to be Joe.
Yes.
We already got a building. You don't got to raise any money, because at this rate with Joe Biden, he's not raising any money for his presidential library, so he's not going to have one. So this way, she figures, I'll get the taxpayers to pay for it for him, and then he'll put the Joseph Biden Presidential Library will be right there next to it.
That could be the
plan. Think about it.
Jim, that could be the plan. That could be the plan. They're going to turn Fidelity Bank's current offices next to City Hall into a Biden museum.
Right.
Now, he can't even raise enough money for a bookmobile.
Well, this is what I'm saying. So she's his rescue, since she's named the street after him, the highway after him.
There you go.
You know what's going to be sad? If I talk to you in a year from now, and it's actually the realistic future home of the Joseph Biden library, I'm going to have to call you back and say, Bob, remember that conversation? I called it. I hope to God it's not, but in a way, I don't live in Scranton, I live in Hazleton.
I know, you're lucky, Jim.
But in a way, if you flip the coin, and I'm not a Joe Biden guy, but if you flip the coin, at least all the money the city's spending would go to something.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what she plans on doing. If you're telling me that they went from 140,000 people to 70,000 people, the police department's not even there. What are they going to do?
I know.
Turn it into a homeless shelter?
It's pure insanity.
Biden?
Well, there are about 20 parking spaces underneath. And I will guarantee you the employees at Scranton City Hall, God bless them, they want those parking spaces.
So how much is this building costing? I didn't see it on it.
Oh, it's going to cost about
the city.
It's valued at about $3 million.
Wow.
It's as insane as you think it is. And by the way, maybe if they put the Biden Library in there, we would have left-wing lunatic scholars pouring all over it, taking up hotel rooms in the city. You never know, you know, to find out how insane Joe Biden was and when he actually lost his mind completely. That may be a future study.
The only problem with that is Joe Biden would never visit it because I'm sure he doesn't remember where Scranton even is. Find it on a map.
I know.
Even get there.
I know. Disgraceful.
They're gonna have a wing dedicated to Uncle Bo's.
Yep.
They're gonna have a wing dedicated to Uncle Bozy and Scrappy Joe.
Yeah, the cannibalism
right.
Exhibit.
Yeah, the section from when he was a lifeguard.
The chain that Corn Pop used.
Right.
All of that. It's really could be a funny museum.
Like I said, there's gonna be a fountain in there that you could drink, that you could go there and fill up on Kool-Aid every day before work. She'd be having a blast.
All right. Well, Jim, we beat this dog to a we beat this horse dead, but thank you.
I'm sure we're not the only ones getting a kick out of this comment. I'm sure that other people thought about it, but
I know it.
As you were saying it, it popped into my head. I said, I gotta call Bob because I know he'll get a laugh out of it.
Yes.
And I'm glad you did.
And
I'm glad I could make
it took me out of my lather, Jim, so thank you.
Yes.
All right,
I'm glad
man.
I can flip the mood on you and make your weekend almost on the end of the day, and you can end on a lighter side.
All right, brother. Thank you. Jim from Hazleton. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back with our veterans tribute and more, as they say. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and his great Basiliga Hospitality Group. 3 bar restaurants that you will love, and I'll be at one of them this weekend. I didn't decide which yet, but I keep thinking about that marrow and steak tartare special up at the Old Brook Inn. Can't get it out of my mind. The Far Street Tavern. The Great Trips Park section of West Scranton and the Queen City Tavern right in downtown Oliphant. Yeah, you got your own. Fine dining at Terra 519. Cutie thinks about this drink called the, what the heck is it called? It's purple. It's fantastic. I'm just not a tequila fan. The Vice at the Aterra Bar, which is awesome. And the Stegmeyer Bar, just as beautiful, just as good, downtown Wilkes-Barre. And I love to dine at the Terra and Stegmeier. Sergey's will be hopping all weekend, the nightclub in Northeast Pennsylvania. I'm not kidding, fun for all ages. Just don't try to participate if you're my age. Scranton Art House, the place to watch a movie, an amazing event space, a great bar, and the best popcorn you'll have anywhere. Gerald Pambianco. Jerry was 90 when we lost him November 9th. He was from Plains Township. Born in Plains, he was a devoted husband to his wife, Janet Pickett's Pambianco, until her passing in 2024. A graduate of Plains High School, Jerry spent most of his life as a skilled mechanic, proudly owning and operating his own front-end alignment business. Jerry loved to take to the skies. He was a private pilot. He also enjoyed collecting Lionel trains. A U.S. Navy veteran, he proudly served all of us aboard the USS Currituck. Known for his strong work ethic and generous spirit, Jerry was always ready to help others, whether fixing a car, a home project, or any task. In addition to his wife and parents, he was tragically predeceased by his son, Raymond, his grandson, Nicholas Pambianco. Surviving, his son, his daughter, grandchildren, great-granddaughters, and his sister. Special thanks to Al and Carol Smith for their generosity and friendship. Jerry Pambianco, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. From meteorologist Joe Snedeker, today, sunshine this morning with increasing clouds in the afternoon, 28 degrees, 23 outside right now. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 25. Saturday, partly sunny, high 35. Sunday, partly sunny, high 35. So we were listening to the news yesterday. Let me tell you how insane these people are. The United States is hosting the World Cup. First time since 1994. Soccer, you could say. Soccer has taken hold. It's not our national sport or anything, but it's taken hold. And it's a fun game and great to play and all that. So we're hosting the World Cup in places all around Scranton. In fact, Scranton has a chance to be a place to watch for when it's in Philly, because you can't, not everybody can go to Philly or get tickets and all that. So we could become a watch site, which will be really nice for the area. Anyway, Trump's at the FIFA World Cup drawing. I mean, it's peripatetic is... It would be a mild description of him. He's just everywhere. Anyway, he's there. So the news line is, here's the news line. Well, some people are afraid to come to the United States because of his anti-immigrant platform. Now, one thing that it might do is keep stupid people out of this country. If you're so dumb to think that you couldn't come and watch the World Cup and then go back to your home country, we don't want you to even visit. But this is the line that the news media has drawn up, and it's copied even here on this station. The insanity is beyond compare, and they just don't stop. All right, let's go to Luciano. How are you, my friend?
Bob, thank you for taking my... I'm in the Walmart. Let me just tell you this. I love you. You know why? Because you don't mince words, and you lived in prison. I lived on the street for years and years. And Donald Trump, he has no filter. I say this with love towards the Republican Party, the real Republican Party that supports American citizens of all races, colors, and creeds. And one last comment: that scumbag socialist Muslim from New York City that became mayor, he would have an excellent chance of becoming mayor in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Bob.
Yeah, he would. If he was the Democrat nominee, he would be the... these people, these Democrat voters, these Dummycrat voters are insane. Now,
that's why he's going to Luzerne County, Bob.
Yeah.
Donald
Who?
Trump. Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Donald Trump Tuesday.
Well, no, yeah. He's coming up here, I think, but I don't know.
No, he's coming. No, he's coming to the county of Luzerne County. He's not coming to Lackawanna.
Okay.
He's coming to Luzerne
Fair
County.
Fair enough. Luzerne County,
strong.
Luzerne County has a chance to vote normal. Lackawanna County cannot.
And one last comment, Bob.
Yes.
You know what this, and I said this to my sister. You know what the modern day Democratic Party represents in movies, in terms of movies? Three movies. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, The Twilight Zone, and Lost in Space. Have a good weekend, Bob. Take care. Bye-bye.
You nailed it. You nailed it, my friend. All right, let's go to Mike from Duryea. Mike, we got about a minute or two. Fire away.
Oh, no, well, I'm Mike from Derry. I'm 72 years old, and I just found a fact about transgenders. You know, women live about 5 to 6 years longer. So all those guys, out there that are 72 years old, if you want to live 5 or 6 years longer, convert to a woman.
Are you considering
it'll,
this?
It'll work.
Are you considering this, Mike?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'd be an ugly female, but I'll tell you, to live 5 or 6 years longer,
you know,
I'm telling you, Bob.
Listen, it'll give you time. You know, I'm Catholic, so like I always want at the end of my life, I want enough time to make a proper confession. That's all I want to buy extra time. So if I have to go that direction to get my confession in, I might have to think about
I'm
it.
I'm telling you, that's all you got to do is convert to a woman. You live 5 or 6 years longer.
Unless you try to pick up a guy at a bar. You know, then you could shorten your life. You can go either way, Mike. All right, man. Thank you. We'll take a break. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. Hey. Murph tells us that Richard Wayne Pennyman, better known as Little Richard, was born in Macon, Georgia. This date, 1932, we lost him in 2020 at the age of 87. Tutti Frutti's the song he picked. And we're going to finish with one of my faves, George Harrison from December 5, 1970. He moved from number 72 to number 13 that day with his hit, My Sweet Lord. Great way to finish, isn't it? So much to talk about in these last few minutes. Somebody asked, we were talking about Manesta yesterday. And they said, what is Manest? We never use the last vowel, at least around here. It's escarole and bean soup. It's peasant food from when the Italians had nothing. And it can be delectable. The first time I ever had Manest, and it would never be one of my favorites, but the first time I had it, I think it was pepperoni, was up at the Victor Alfieri Club, which is always awesome food, up in West Side. And so that's what it is. Escarole, beans, white beans, and soup. It's a soup with those two ingredients, okay? That's the deal. Hey, I wanted to mention that our usuals of that weekend. But I want to mention from the Bloomsburg American Legion, as we talk about and finish up our tribute, thanks to John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, Joseph Palikar, Dixon City, Richard Rossi of Sugarloaf, and Jerry Pambianco of Plains, the veterans we saluted today. And when I go, Mary Regina adding, by the way, Manesta is so good. It can be, that's for sure. Outside the Bloomsburg American Legion, there's a stone. And I'll add a couple of words, but carved on it, it says, what is a veteran? A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. That is honor. And there are way too many people in this country today who no longer understand that simple fact. Well, we head into the weekend, and I hope you've got some nice plans. I want to take it easy this weekend, but we're going out with some good friends of ours we don't see often on Saturday. And, of course, I got to see the grandkids. I got to figure out how to see them because they're more active than I am. Anyway, don't wait to be happy. The perfect moment will never come. Make the most of the one you're in. Health is everything. You'll only realize it when it starts to fade. Cherish and protect it now. Number three, time doesn't come back. Spend it with people who make your soul feel light. Call your parents. One day you'll reach for the phone and wish you could. Say I love you more. Don't let ego hold back what your heart wants to say. Memories versus money. No one remembers the car you drove, just the laughter you shared. Let go of the grudges. You're not punishing them. You're only hurting yourself. Number eight, stop waiting. Start that dream. Take that trip. Hug that person. Life doesn't pause. Number nine, people forget words, but they never forget how you made them feel. And number 10, you're never too old to love again, to start over, to change, and to grow. Our man, Nikki D. And also from Nikki DeSando, the policeman's prayer. Think about our cops on this weekend. They're the thin blue line separating us from savagery and evil. The policeman's prayer. Lord, bless the ones who wear the badge, the ones who walk the beat, protect and keep them safe while they are on the street. And they, as they wait and as they watch, doing good for all, guide their minds and give them strength for each and every call. Ready to put their lives on the line, give them courage each day. Let them know you're always there in each and every way. So bless the ones who wear the badge, protect them from harm, always keep them safe and in your loving arms. The policeman's prayer. And what do we love to finish with? Well, we love to finish with Tomorrow Never Comes. It's just a reminder to reach out. Friend, family, whatever. You don't know when the last chance is. Go to that party. Visit with them. Make the phone call. I found this originally in the blessed obituary for Doreen Goryeb a couple years back. Tomorrow Never Comes by Norma Cornette Merrick. She says, if I knew it would be the last time I'd see you walk out that door, I'd give you a hug and kiss and call you back for just one more. If I knew it would be the last time, I'd spare an extra minute or two to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you know I do. So just in case tomorrow never comes and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you and I hope we will never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young or old alike. And today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss. And you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their final wish. So hold your loved ones close today and whisper in their ear that you love them very much and you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today. Guys, have a great, great weekend. Let it be peaceful. Let it be calm. Let it be a time to reflect on the great times you've had and the people you love. I'll try to do the same. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's noon and I gotta go. So we will gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. With George Harrison in the background. And God willing, I'll be with you Monday morning at 9. The Sue Henry Show next. Rob O'Donnell Show after that. But for now, Club for Common Sense adjourned.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.